Good evening, everyone, and welcome to our weekly Tuesday evening Shackley 180 support call. This is Kathy Keating, your Vice President of Field Communications here at Shackley, and I am joined by a number of really high-powered guests tonight. I'm very excited about this call. We're going to have so much information to share. The topic of the call this evening is overcoming plateaus, and we have some real experts on this topic to share with you. In addition to Dr. Jamie McManus, our Chair of Medical Affairs, Health Sciences, and Education, we have one of our master coordinators, Dr. Steve Chaney from North Carolina. Dr. Chaney is really a fabulous guest to have because he is not only an expert on all kinds of things related to nutrition and health, but he's also someone who coaches people on a regular basis on the Shackley 180 program, and he's going to have a lot to share with us about plateaus and the physiology behind them. We also have, of course, our ambassador of the In4Ten campaign, Jackie McCoy. She's here to share with us her experience in overcoming plateaus, and she's got lots of experience with that. And we also have our senior coordinators from the great state of Ohio, Ann and Doug Saloy. Doug Saloy, one of our healthy competition winners, and really a very visible business leader in Shackley, someone who manages the Sharing Shackley Facebook group. I think everyone pretty much knows who Ann is, and she's had a fabulous couple of months in her business, and she's going to share with us a little bit about that. So that's a lot. Let me just go ahead and hand things off now to Dr. Jamie McManus. Hey, Dr. Jamie.
Hey, Kathy. Thank you. And yes, we're tired just going through the rundown for the call, right?
Not at all. Energized, actually.
There you go. Well, this is a great topic, and I think this is a topic that is probably near and dear to a lot of people's hearts because almost anybody who has tried to lose weight has had a plateau. And the reason for that is because weight loss is simply just not a straight line affair. It is very much a stair-step event, process. It is an ongoing series of steps that you take. Not only is it the steps you take every day to eat healthfully and try to be more active and try to be mindful about what you're eating and a lot of things we're going to talk about tonight, but it is a natural, normal process to not lose weight in just a direct straight line. You know, we talk about you lose a pound or two a week. Well, some weeks you may lose three or four, and some weeks you may lose zero, and sometimes you may have two or three weeks in a row where you don't lose anything. So I think it's important to understand that, first of all, when your weight slows down, or even sometimes when your weight's slow to get starting in a negative direction, it is not necessarily that you're doing something wrong. It's not necessarily that you're not working hard enough. It's not necessarily that you're not following the program. It may be some of those aspects, and we'll go through that to help you understand and hopefully try to recognize what you may be doing that may be interfering in your process of continuing with weight loss. But I think the most important thing is that your metabolism has to go through a series of resets as you go from a higher weight to a lower weight. You have to adjust your calories and your exercise, and it's just basically a normal process. So I think the big message that I want you all to hear tonight is that plateaus are not abnormal, and they're not, it does not mean you're doing something wrong, and it is a natural, normal process. There's a lot of details we're going to go into tonight, but I think I'm going to, you know, open it up right away to our great ambassador, because no one can speak more clearly to this than someone who has lost the amount of weight that Jackie has lost and successfully readjusted her program on the go for the last several years with great results, including having a pregnancy, now getting her post-pregnancy weight off. So you have a whole series of plateaus along the way, Jackie. So I'd love to have you come on and talk a little bit about your journey and what you've learned, especially what we talked about related to not just paying attention to the scale. I think that's a really important topic to focus on.
Yes, absolutely. And plateaus, I actually really like talking about them because I think that's one of the biggest reasons in the past I never followed through. Like before I actually started to have success and lost weight, 4 years ago, I would lose like I don't know, 20 or 30 pounds, and I had hundreds of pounds to lose. And then, even then, after losing 20 or 30, pretty quickly things would start to slow down, and then things would start to slow down even more. And actually, to be quite honest, the first few times I quit, I probably hadn't even truly hit a plateau, but when I was used to things just, you know, dropping off and then it became, you know, really slow, I was like, oh, I can't do this, my body can't do this, and I would quit. So it was a big barrier in my success personally. And once I was successful and I kind of was forced myself to break through some barriers, I saw what I was doing during those periods that was affecting me to make me think I had a plateau or to truly have some plateaus. And now when I work with other people, that's something when they get really frustrated, they're excited, things are going well, they're doing all the same things, and then all of a sudden it stops. And they're freaked out, and they think that that's the end of the journey for them, and it's hard for them to keep going every day if they're not seeing the results that they wanted. But the first thing that I always think about is this truly a plateau? Because like Dr. Jamie said, if it's just 1 week or 2 weeks that the scale doesn't necessarily move, that really isn't actually a plateau, because that can happen and it will happen in almost any weight loss journey of any length of time. It just will, and we can't always explain it. And just like Dr. Jamie said too, we can't always explain it when sometimes we lose 4 pounds and we're like, well, we didn't do that good. But I mean, luckily, you know, sometimes we get extra and we don't know why, and sometimes it just is a little bit stagnant. But if it goes past that, then I think, okay, I've hit a plateau. What's happening with me? And I look at my calories, because a lot of times I kind of have been on the journey for a while and maybe I got just a little relaxed and I'm guesstimating again instead of tracking and measuring, and I just have to be a little off. If you're just a little off by a couple hundred calories, which, you know, doesn't seem like a lot if you think, gosh, a couple hundred calories could be an apple and some almonds and you're there, and then you'd be eating closer to maintenance instead of at a weight loss calorie deficit. And then also, for me personally, in my personal experience, a calorie isn't a calorie. If I kind of had gone away from eating higher quality foods a little bit, even if I'm kind of in my calorie range, I personally found that if I went back to the higher quality, more nutritious foods, that I would start to lose better again. And I can't explain it. It was still the calories, but I don't believe that a calorie is a calorie. And then another thing I learned, because I did lots and lots of exercise during these years, is that, you know, I might be doing a kickboxing class that I absolutely loved, and I was doing it every single morning, and then my results started to stop. And the cool thing about doing the same exercise over and over again is our body gets efficient, and we're good at it, and our muscles are getting toned, and so it's awesome for our fitness, but for our calorie burn, it gets lower, as well as our calorie burn is lower if we've lost 20 pounds. So I would have to really switch things up either in intensity or duration, or just do something completely different, and it would help me break through my plateau. But besides that, usually there was just other little things that might have been going on. It could have been a hormonal thing. It could have been some sort of stress. It could have been something else that I was doing to sabotage myself, like not writing something down at all that I just was forgetting that I was doing or adding something new. But I have never, ever found anyone, including myself, or anyone else I've ever worked with, that there was not a solution to a plateau. No one ever just stopped losing weight and just, that was the end. It's over. There's nothing else we can do for you. It never happened unless they quit. And so a plateau is a challenge. And I kind of now look at it as like a little mystery, and I just am putting the puzzle pieces together. And when you figure out, oh, gosh, this was it, you kind of feel like a rock star that you solved the mystery, and now things are going back in a good direction. So plateaus really don't discourage me anymore. And I just really think that as leaders that are leading people through this 180 journey, sometimes when they're struggling, just have a conversation with them, and you can kind of troubleshoot with them to find out what's going wrong.
You know, and I think you've made some excellent points there, and a couple I want to chat with you a little bit more. I mean, one of the things that we're talking about here is that this is a physiologic process, and then a kind of an adjustment of what's going on in your body. And, you know, with our, especially with our 180 program, with the leucine content that really is focusing on lean muscle mass, you know, there are times when there's adjustment in your body shape more so than the pounds on the scale, because we're helping build some muscle and lose some fat, and that may not change the scale so much, and sometimes not even change the scale at all, and yet the inches can change pretty dramatically.
Oh, yes, and I totally forgot about that. Thank you for reminding me, because sometimes when we claim plateau, we are only looking at the scale. And so I'm thinking, oh, I haven't lost any weight in 3 weeks, 4 weeks. But I used to not pay attention to my inches as far as, like, measuring myself, but then now I always do. And I'm like, well, if I've lost half an inch, or if I'm fitting better into my jeans, or if I'm a smaller size, something is progress is happening in your body, and you're recompositioning, and that is the most amazing progress. And so the scale number will still mess with your head, but that is not truly a plateau.
Exactly. And really to, you know, use this number on the scale, because as you and I have talked about, people are going to measure on the scale, and in particular women, we get very tied to a number when in reality it is the inch loss, the size of your clothes declining, how you feel, energy, how your skin is, sleep quality, et cetera. There's so many things that go into it. And I think that's part of being a support for people on this journey, is to recognize the successes and celebrate the successes and not always be bemoaning what's not going the way you want it to go.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, in my group, I really try to make sure that they have a victory of the week no matter what, because you can always find something that's going well if you're staying on track, even if you're disappointed in the scale. And I think because we're so tied to the scale, sometimes great success, we still don't see it as great success. I remember when I first started my Shackley 180 journey after I had been on the show, I was all programmed for big numbers. And I actually remember talking to you one time and being like, well, I only lost a pound this week. And you were like, that's wonderful. And I was like, really? Because that's not a lot. But now I realize that is normal and that is healthy and that is a huge celebration.
And putting it into perspective and is important as well. And you know, for people out there that are in for 10 and only have 10 or 15 to lose, your journey is going to look a little different than someone who's in for 10, but they really need to lose 150.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's true, too. Yes, people that are close to their ideal body weight, it could still take you months and months because your body isn't going to let go of those pounds as easily. And to create a deficit without under eating, it just takes time.
Exactly. No, our bodies are unfortunately very well programmed to hold on to our fat because, you know, we're physiologically concerned that at some point in time there's not going to be enough calories. And in spite of the fact that for most of us there's always going to be enough calories, in fact, too many calories, that is not the challenge.
No.
But we are dealing with our physiology, and people's physiology are a little bit different. You and I also talked about the carb sensitive person, and you know, I know you help people a lot trying to deal with that carb sensitivity and trying to decrease those less important carb calories like starches.
Well, in my personal journey, I noticed that I was sensitive to carbs, and I personally had a hormonal issue that gave me some insulin resistance. And in the past, I had tried to completely cut out carbohydrates. In fact, I was worried when I first started 180 that it was too high in carbs. I wanted a protein powder that was, like, carb-free, just pure protein, because I had a false sense of what you really needed to do when you were getting healthier. And so when I did the 180 program, I kind of just played around a little bit with my nutrition personally, because I always feel like I'm this experiment, and then I can pass on what I learned. And I found when I, number one, paid very close attention to the quality of the starches and the carbs that I was eating, and number two, made sure that I wasn't eating too many. So I kind of just pulled starchy carbs from dinner. I still was getting lots of great healthy carbohydrates from my 180 shakes, from fruit, from different things that I would eat throughout the day. So there was certainly plenty of carbohydrates in my diet. But for people that do struggle with carb sensitivity, insulin resistance, or a myriad of other things, I just found that it wasn't just me. Other girls that I was coaching were losing weight better if they changed out their foods. And so it wasn't really a calorie thing, because we were still eating the same amount of calories, but instead of having, I don't know, rice at dinner, I would have maybe a chicken stir fry without rice and have cauliflower on the side or something. And it made a difference.
Sure, of course. Well, thank you, Jackie. As always, you are a plethora of lots of good tips, and it's just wonderful to hear from someone with one such a great sense of purpose and commitment to helping others. We really appreciate you.
Thank you so much. I love being here always.
Thank you. And now we're going to go a little north from where Jackie is in Florida to the great state of North Carolina to my good friend, Professor Emeritus Dr. Steve Chaney, who has a checklist that he actually, in his coaching efforts with he and his wife, Suzanne, help, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of probably thousands and thousands of customers over the years. So, Dr. Steve, come on and join the call.
Well, hello, Dr. Jamie, and I am glad to be part of this call. So, yes, the checklist that we put people through, the first item is mindless eating. Now, I must say, I really like the way Jackie put it better. Maybe we'll just call it relaxed eating, not mindless eating, because I don't want to create the wrong image. But what I tell people from the very beginning is that if you want to make a, if you want to create that healthy lifestyle, that lifestyle that's going to keep you, that's going to help you take the weight off and keep it off, you're going to have to swim upstream. You're going to have to go against the norm. You're going to have to do something different from what you've always done in the past. You're going to have to do something different from what your friends are doing. You're going to be sabotaged every time you go into the supermarket and the fat foods are placed close to you. The healthy foods are placed where they're harder to get. You're going to be sabotaged when you go to every restaurant with portion sizes, fatty food choices, all of those sorts of things. And, you know, most people, when they start a program, the first week or two, they really follow it rigorously. And then, as Jackie said, they get a little bit relaxed. They start slipping up. And this is where, you know, this is the same thing that you've said, I don't know how many times over the past few weeks, this is where you really need to get back to tracking everything. And once you do that, you'll start to see some of the things. If you may have had that extra snack, you may have had a little bigger portion size, and this is why I call it mindless eating. You didn't think about it. You didn't really notice it because you were no longer tracking it. So just
I call it unconscious eating.
Unconscious. That's another much better word.
I'm not sure it's a bit better. Maybe better than mindless. I like relaxed, but unconscious eating is because you're just not paying attention. You know, it slips in.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Now, the second thing on my list, and this is one that most people really miss, and that is every tracking app out there, the Shackley app, but it's not just our app. You go to MyFitnessPal, you go to Fitbit, any of these things will tell you how many calories you're burning with exercise. They overestimate it. So you're doing a workout, and it says you can, you know, you've saved 500 calories. Don't go out and eat that 500 calories. As a matter of fact, you can cut those calorie estimates for exercise in half, and then you're going to be much closer to being on track.
So true. I think that all the machines at the gym the same way. You know, you put in your weight, and it tells you you burned, 450 calories by virtue of walking on the treadmill for the last 30 minutes. We know for sure you haven't burned 500 calories in the last 30 minutes.
Right. So if you say I can eat an extra 100 or 150, maybe 200 calories, you know, that might be reasonable. But the 500 calories, no, don't go there. That's just going to trick you. The third item on my checklist is not enough protein or too many carbohydrates. And it really gets to the point where Jackie made a minute ago with a calorie is not always a calorie. And when she got to eating healthy, she found that she was much more successful. But, you know, the problem is you may be doing fine. You're doing your two shakes. You're doing your snack bar. But the program, the whole 180 turnaround program, was based not just on the shakes and the bars. It's also based on the foods you're eating. And when most people think of diet foods, what do they think of? They think of salads. They think of steamed vegetables. And there's not a whole lot of protein there. So you can be eating the bars and the shakes, but if you're just eating salads and steamed vegetables for your regular food, you're probably not getting enough protein. The other place where people sometimes mess up is they say, well, I don't want to put the two scoops in dairy. And, you know, that rice cream and that almond milk, they've got a lot of sugar in them. So I think I'll just put it in water. Well, two scoops serving in water isn't going to deliver the protein. It isn't going to deliver the leucine. You need to either go to three scoops of the protein in water Or, you know, you can use a scoop of the instant protein to make that base in place of soy milk or rice cream or one of those, and add two scoops of the 180 protein.
And let's reiterate that. I'm just going to reiterate that because I hear this so many times in questions that come in to medical affairs and to the home office, to our product support team, is exactly what Dr. Chaney just said. Two scoops, you know, in order to deliver the amount of leucine and the amount of protein and the amount of calories that you need for your great smoothie meal, you need 24 grams of protein, 260 to 300 calories, a certain amount of fiber, et cetera. So two scoops, if you put it in water, is not going to be enough of either protein, leucine, or calories. So this is Dr. Chaney is saying, either mix it in non-fat milk or soy milk, or if you are choosing to avoid those or you want to use a great Shaklee additional product, instant protein, we'll add another 16 grams of protein. So you actually get even a little extra boost of protein with no extra carbs and a minimum of extra calories. So that's a really great alternative.
And number four in my list is hormonal imbalances. And, Jackie, you talked about that a little bit. And, you know, when you have those mysterious weeks when you're not losing weight, maybe even gaining a little bit, sometimes it can be those hormonal imbalances. And for that, I'm going to turn it over to you, Dr. Jamie.
Well,
you're the medical doctor here. I'm just
right.
A biochemist.
Right. Well, we'll have a chat about it, Dr. Steve. And yes, I think stress is one of the great interferences with health in general, as well as may very well slow down weight loss. We know that if you're under stress, your adrenal glands may be putting out more cortisol, which actually tells your body to store fat as opposed to burn fat. Same thing with insulin. So if you're a carb-sensitive person, I think, you know, the stress person, and a lot of women who are under stress, and I say women, not that you men don't have stress out there, but, you know, a lot of women are, you know, not to downplay all the men out there that are doing lots of things, but a lot of the household things do fall upon women who may have outside jobs as well. And so I think stress is a big factor for all of us, males and females. But women tend to have a little more exaggerated cortisol response than males, and especially in the perimenopausal phase. So if you're perimenopausal, meaning in that 40 to 55-year-old age range and under a lot of stress with teenage kids or aging parents or job issues, financial issues, et cetera, we have some great products that can help with helping your body deal with the stress. We can't take the stress away necessarily, but we can help with the with how your body responds, that cortisol response, that physiologic response, that kind of fight-or-flight response that can happen in response to stress. So we have stress relief complex with ashwagandha and theanine that really help kind of balance out the system a little bit and help with that cortisol response. Menopause Balance Complex is another great product that I think we don't talk about it enough, so even though we're on Shaklee 180 support calls here, we can mention a few other products that can help provide some balance for people dealing with, you know, those kind of issues. And then I think, you know, we've mentioned it here both with Steve as well as with Jackie, the tendency towards insulin resistance. And as you gain weight, your cells will become more insulin resistant. Physiologically and genetically, some people are more prone to that. If diabetes runs in your family, you probably have a tendency towards insulin resistance, which is another negative aspect of gaining weight and another positive aspect of losing weight, because the best thing that you can do to overcome insulin resistance is to lose weight. Your cells will automatically become better responsive to glucose so that you're not continuing to pour out more of an insulin response in response to the glucose in your system or the sugar in your system. Which, by the way, everything you eat, carbohydrates, fats, and proteins, are all ultimately metabolized into the basic building block that we work with that powers, you know, our cells and our brain in particular, and that's glucose. So glucose is not a bad thing, but we want to have normal, healthy levels of that with normal, healthy levels of insulin. So one of the best things we can be doing, again, following your program, tracking your calories, being a little more active if possible, trying to be healthy on our types of carbs. And I think we have a few other things we want to go through on your checklist, Dr. Steve.
That's right. Number five is inaccurate portion sizes. And while this is very similar to the unconscious or relaxed eating habits we talked earlier about, it's a little bit different in the sense when we were talking about those, we were talking about adding extra snacks and things that you weren't really counting, you've forgotten about. But when we talk about portion sizes, I think we need to remember that we live in a fat world. Every, you know, you go to the restaurant, portion sizes are going to be bigger. The food you get from the supermarket, if you, sometimes those portion sizes are not ideal. And so it's very easy, once you've been on it for a while, to just slip up a little bit on those portion sizes. And, you know, an extra few calories here or there, they really add up over the period of a week. Now, how do you measure portion sizes? One of the things I recommend for our people is there's a great portion size estimator on WebMD. So just go to WebMD and put portion size estimator in there. There's some good stuff there that will help you with portion sizes. And number six is mix it up. So part of one of the things you can do to mix it up is to change exercise. And, Jackie, you gave perhaps the best explanation of that I've heard in a long time. I really learned about, you know, changing exercises when you get to that plateau from my son a number of years ago when he was a personal trainer. But I love the way you explained it, because your body gets efficient doing whatever exercise you've been doing on a regular basis. And when you change it to a different exercise that challenges your body in a different way, now you're going to start burning off more calories again. Sometimes we need to just, sometimes our body sort of gets into a pattern metabolically where it's got a certain number of calories coming in, and it kind of adjusts to those calories. One way to shake it up is, or mix it up, is to, you know, change the caloric intake. Now, you know, we, for example, just go to 3 shakes a day for 2 or 3 days. That's not something you want to do long term, because it's, you know, now we're getting down to very low calorie levels. But do it for 2 or 3 days just to kind of reset your metabolism. And then another way to reset your metabolism and really to reset your eating habits and your food cravings is to go into a cleanse program. And, you know, what we usually recommend is, again, 2 or 3 days of just eating raw fruits and vegetables, lots of water, and, you know, using with that Optiflora, alfalfa, liver DTX, and Herblex. That's a great program. And what you'll find is, maybe you've gotten some of those sugar cravings back. Maybe you've got some other things. It's been a little bit harder to follow the diet. But doing that cleansing program for 2 or 3 days, now when you go back, it's going to kind of reset things, and it's going to be easier.
Those are all great suggestions, Dr. Steve. That is fabulous, and I like the shaking it up a little bit. You know, no pun intended there with their shakes. And also, I think, you know, reminding people of some of our great products that help support digestive function, because, you know, that's another thing that especially for not only for overcoming plateaus, but even for people just, you know, ready to start on a program, especially if they know and have had experiences that they tend to have digestive issues, bloating, gassiness, constipation. Those are people that, you know, are going to have a little more challenge potentially as they try to follow any kind of a weight loss program. And so starting even with 3 to 5 days of that are some of our cleanse products, and just really trying to eat a lot of raw fruits and vegetables or lightly steamed fruits and vegetables with very little bit of protein and lots of water is a great way to get started.
And I'm just going to close with one final thought on, and Jackie, you reminded me of this when you talked about the victory of the week that you like to help your people celebrate. When we do our coaching calls, we don't talk about weight loss or even inch loss at all. We ask everybody to share which lifestyle change they made that week that they were proudest of. And the beautiful thing is that they learn from each other that way, and they develop a tremendous rapport. And if you make those lifestyle changes, the weight will come off.
And will be much more sustained.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Dr. Cheney, for being with us tonight. And I know you'll stay on the line to answer any questions that may come up at the end of the call. So So we're going to now go to come a little bit west here to Ohio, and we have a wonderful couple that are on tonight that Kathy gave a nice introduction to, senior coordinators Doug and Ann Saloy. And I've learned, as I've forgotten this, is a second-generation Shackley kid, a grown-up Shackley kid. In fact, Doug and Ann are, I think, about to become grandparents here in a few months. So we've got yet another Shackley generation coming. And, Doug, you are one of our healthy competition winners from a few months back. So let's start with you and hear a little bit about your commitment moment and your journey to be a healthy competition winner.
Well, thank you, Dr. Jamie. And, yes, I'll talk about my 180 journey and it, and how it started for me was a holiday photo I was looking at. This goes back several years, and I couldn't believe how much weight I had put on. Sometimes it slips up on you, I guess, and I went on the scale that night after I saw that photo, and I was at 266, and that was the heaviest I've ever been. I'm a big guy. I'm 6'3". I was 6'3", 220 when I got married back in 1982. Active, athletic, played a lot of basketball, softball, and you know, you start getting in the 40s and your kids are growing, you get away from that, and slowly but surely I started putting on a pound to 2 pounds a year. There were times I would notice it, I'd try to take it off, but I was one of those guys who would yo-yo and take it off and put it back on and that. And the true inspiration or the true motivation for me was that I had lost my dad when I was 14. He was 48. He died very suddenly in the blink of an eye. From a massive heart attack. He was only 48 years old. And I would think about my kids, and I just did not want to leave them the way my dad had left me. And so that was really my motivation. And so it was easy for me to be committed to the plan. And so I jump on the 180 plan, and I got to tell you, for me, it was easy. The commitment was the hard part. The plan itself, the shakes and the bars and the teas and the snack bars, that's all very easy for me. And immediately I felt more energy, and I just was really excited about how things were going for me so quickly. And the pounds came off, inches came out. I was one of those guys that had to go in the garage and put another hole in my belt, you know, with a nail. And it was all very exciting. And then one day Ann says to me, she says, you know, they have a contest you can enter and tell your story. And I go, well, I looked into that and I saw some of these great winners. People had lost, you know, over 100 pounds. It was amazing, some of the weight loss that people were losing out there. And I said, well, I was down 38 pounds. I was down to 228 pounds. And so I entered the contest, and I was surprised I did win the contest. And Shackley flew us out to San Francisco, and we just had the most wonderful 4 days out there. And I am recommending anybody out there who is on the plan and having some success, share your story. I was surprised the feedback I got once I put my story on Facebook and on our web pages and that, were people connecting with me and saying, that's my story exactly. And that was part of my story, was that I felt there's millions of people out there like me that slowly have put on weight. And I felt it was still manageable. I could get it down. And so when I was out in San Francisco, I told Nancy Baldwin, who's on the call with us tonight, I told her, I said, my ultimate goal was to get down to 220, because that's where I was when I got married at 25 years of age. And right now I am at 218, and going on 3 years now on the plan, and I really can't be any happier about that. And so I just want to thank everybody at Shackley for coming up with this. It's been wonderful for me. It's been life-saving for me, in my opinion, and for my kids. And, yes, I'm going to be a grandfather very soon, and that's very exciting. And I'm going to share this with Ann. I'll let Ann do some of her story, too. Here's Ann.
All right. I just have to tell you how proud I am of my husband. It's incredible. Like Dr. Jamie said, I'm a Shackley kid, so I grew up with this lifestyle. He did not. He married into it. So it took a little doing, but when 180 came out, he just jumped on board, and I have a new husband. I really do. He's athletic. He's healthy. He looks better than he has in, I don't even know, 20 years, which is great, because now not only did he get healthier, but because of our 180 success, or partially due to our 180 success, we've had our best months in Shackley. We had our best month ever in January. He was able to retire early, 3 months before schedule. or 3 years, I'm sorry, 3 years before he was going to retire when he was 60, and he's 57 and now retired and in the business with me fully, which I love having my partner with me in the business full time. And, you know, it's kind of cool because it is a true partnership. Doug is really great at mentoring big guys who eat big, you know, people that eat more than they should or pick the wrong things on the menu and always are eating like a man, you know. And I love mentoring women. I think it's great to talk like Dr. Jamie and Jackie were about the inches and not just the pounds that people lose, because women, we fluctuate. Our hormones go nuts sometimes during the month, and you know, those pounds on the scale don't move as much as you'd like to, and so you can get frustrated. But if you're measuring inches as well, you will see progress, and I think that's really important. I started a Facebook group. It was called Not Only 10 Inches, but 10 Pounds in 90 Days, and I had about 30 people that started in January, but, you know, like life goes, not everybody stays on the program, right? And this was open to anybody, not just people on 180. And I have to tell you, the people that are on the 180 are still getting results. They're on track. I think last month when we did our check-in, they were at 8 pounds lost. Not everybody was sharing their inches, but they were saying that their clothes are fitting better and they're feeling healthier. Isn't that what it's all about? I mean, I think the biggest thing is teaching people. And the biggest value to us as coaches and mentors of this program is to teach people this is not a diet. And if they can wrap their head around that and see it as a lifestyle, and this is a change in your lifestyle, and it's not just a diet you're going to go off and on and be on that stinking roller coaster for the rest of your life. This is going to change your life. And not only will it change your shape and it'll change your health for the better, but I think that there's another transformation that happens with that is people get self-confidence, and they realize that if they did this, maybe there's something else they can do. And they really start to see themselves as having more in life. And there's a huge transformation that's attached to this. It's so empowering to be part of this kind of movement in the world. I'm just so pleased and grateful that I have this opportunity to help people in such a remarkable way. And helping people get off the dieting roller coaster, and it's just incredible. So, you know, I always tell my 180 peeps that I would love for them to have a crystal ball. I would love for them to be able to see what they're going to be like a year from now when they commit to the program, when they commit to this lifestyle, and to see how much better they'll feel, to see how much more energy they'll have. It's just really so worth the effort when you shift from the diet mentality to the lifestyle mentality. It is truly empowering. One last thing I want to talk about is, you know, the number one natural nutrition company in the U.S., which is Shackley, obviously, and the medical capital of the world, which is Cleveland, my hometown, are going to merge in August for our global conference. And I think that's such a cool thing. How wonderful will it be if we can, as a Shackley family, create greater awareness on the power of health and wellness and prevention and natural, I get chills just thinking about the power that can happen. So our team is working really hard to get as many people to get to that global conference as possible, because we want everybody to know the benefit of Shackley and what it can offer them. And it's the greatest gift my parents ever gave us, honestly. We not only have a healthy lifestyle, but we have a residual income. Now not only are we working our own business, but we're helping our parents with their business now, too, because they're in their 80s, and, you know, they're semi-retired, but they still have a six-figure income coming in from Shackley for what they started 35 years ago. That's powerful. That is powerful income to get paid for something you did 35 years ago, and you're still getting paid for. You're able to have a great retirement. So that's our goal, is to retire in style and to retire and be able to increase your income whenever you want to. And wow, what a powerful gift that is for everybody. So that's my goal for everybody, is to be able to have the lifestyle that Shackley offers us. And we are really excited to see all of you guys and to party with you in Cleveland in August.
Wow, Anne, I've just been grinning the entire time you're talking. I'm sure everyone else listening in here is as well. We're going to have to play this message, Kathy, for everyone, because absolutely, Cleveland is one of the medical capitals of the world, Cleveland Clinic, and lots of very powerful medical experts there. And so, and a lot of them, you know, don't always necessarily believe in the power of supplementation. So we need to showcase, which we're thinking about doing, our landmark study participants from 10 years ago. The landmark study, you know, blood draws were in our Chicago Global Conference in 2005, which was just a few months after I started. And now we're, you know, 10 years down the road from there. And we have the vast majority of those landmark study participants are still going strong in Shackley and are going to be in Cleveland. So I think we will have a fabulous event, and for sure. But really, thank you for sharing your inspiration, both you and Doug.
It's our pleasure.
About helping people really focus on lifestyle. We're not about a diet. I hate that term. I always have hated that term. So we really can help people understand that, you know, don't be a slave to the scale, and really focus on making changes that you can sustain for your life, and helping people have that vision, as you do, Anne, of what their life can be like.
It's exciting. It really, really is.
So thank you very, very much. And
our pleasure.
And a good reminder for everyone about healthy competition. And I think we, at this point in time, we'll turn the call over for a few minutes here to our marketing director and healthy competition extraordinaire organizer, Ms. Nancy Baldwin.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Jamie. I just have chills listening to Anne and Doug, and I want to congratulate both of you, Doug, especially for the weight that you've lost, the transformation that's gone on in your life, and on your retirement, but certainly the fact that you won the healthy competition and I had the chance to meet you. I can't tell you how many people I talk with, and I've seen postings on Facebook that people have lost weight, and I'm like, I hope you entered the healthy competition, and I'm really trying to get people to enter, and they're like, oh, my weight loss isn't that significant, or I haven't really changed. And really what we're celebrating isn't the weight loss, we're celebrating the lifestyle shift, what is actually occurring. And this is a wonderful chance for you to come out and meet the people in Pleasanton at Shackley Corporate Office, get pampered, really understand sort of the start of the Shackley lifestyle. You've already been living it by, you know, using 180 products and selecting a healthier lifestyle. But really, I encourage everyone to enter the healthy competition. It's an amazing trip. You'll have the chance to meet Dr. Jamie personally, a lot of people here at the home office. And the way that you can do that is simply by taking a before picture. We now have 4 weeks left, so you still have time. There's plenty of time to go ahead and enter, take a before picture, take an after picture, write up your little story, tell me a little bit about yourself, go ahead and submit that to healthycompetition@shackley.com. And so if you go ahead and submit that, that would be ideal. We're really looking for people that want to come out and see us and be celebrated. We also have the Set the Record, and we're looking for people to, as Anne said, you know, submit their weight loss. I know it's difficult, but, you know, at this point, it's not so much about the weight, but I know cumulatively it does add up. And so a lot of people I've heard are a little hesitant about, you know, putting down their beginning weight. And I certainly understand that, and that is not a problem. Really just go ahead and note down the number of pounds lost on the worksheet, and then you can go ahead and submit that via email to shackley180record@shackley.com. So looking forward to seeing those worksheets come in. But really, more importantly, really looking forward to those entries into the healthy competition. This is going to be a wonderful trip, grand prize trip to San Francisco. And, you know, it allows all of us to just meet more Shackley members that have gone through an amazing lifestyle change.
And get to celebrate in one of the greatest cities on the planet.
Exactly.
For 5 days this time.
5 days, exactly. And I know Anne and Doug celebrated for three, and so they did indicate they were a little jealous that it's a few more days.
Yes. I'd like to resubmit, is really what I'd like to say here.
So I know you're working with a lot of people, and I know they'll be submitting their entries as well. So I really look forward to seeing those.
All right. Sounds good. And so, Kathy, I think this is our opportunity now to hear from people who are listening in who may have questions or have a wonderful testimonial to share.
Yes, this is another really favorite part of the call for all of us is when we get to hear from you. If you'd like to come on and ask a question of any of our terrific experts and motivated business leaders here, press 1 on your touchtone phone. Press 1 only one time. If you press it twice, it'll take you back out of the queue. But press it once. Our fearless operator, Shane, will check in with you and find out your name and pass that along to me. And then we would love to hear from you, whether you have a question or a challenge or if you have a success, one of those weekly victories. We'd love to hear what that is. And we just love to engage with you. So let us know. And in the meantime, as I sometimes do, I wanted to let you know that we have a lot of resources to support your efforts at coaching people in Shakti 180. And one of the ones I talk about a lot on this call are the many videos that we now have published on Shakti.tv, including something like 10 turnaround talk videos, which, you know, we're excited because these turnaround talk videos have been available to people who are on the program, people who have purchased a turnaround kit or a lean and healthy kit. But this is the first time this year that we've made them available to anyone who wants to watch these videos. And they're very, very helpful resources and tips and skills building, really, from Dr. Jamie McManus on how to navigate your journey on Shakti 180. Really excellent health education, weight management education. And in addition to that, we now have 3 of Jackie's video diaries. Yay! The most recent video diary that Jackie recorded for us, and I know she's in the process of recording another one, or perhaps she already has, but the most recent one that we've published is on free meal tips, and that's available on Shakti.tv. I'm going to publish that in the Shakti Effect Facebook group tonight, so if you're part of that group, you will see that there. And it looks like we have a couple of people who would like to join us. So let's hear first from Susan Pontius. Hi, Susan.
Hello there. How are you tonight?
Very well, thank you.
Thank you so much, first of all, to all of you on the call and all the incredibly valuable information. I've been taking notes furiously to pass along to people in my group. So I just wanted to say thanks, first of all, for that.
You are so
you bet, Susan.
Glad you've joined us, Susan.
My question is actually relates a little bit to what Dr. Steve was talking about when I think number three on his checklist. When he was talking about not enough protein, too many carbs. I have some people in my group that have been concerned about keeping track of not their portion sizes, but when they look at like a healthy meal or a caloric goal for the day, after all of their Shakti snacks and meals, what proportions of their meal, what different food groups, you know, should comprise what proportion of their meal? Is that making sense? Like, I remember under, 180 before, when it was under Cinch, and some of the information that we received, it would give us if this is your current weight, this is your caloric if this is your caloric level, then you should be eating X number of lean proteins, X number of bread starches, X number of vegetables, X number of fruits, X number of fats. And I remember using that when I went through my own journey. And I haven't been able to find any resource like that to pass along to current 180 people. So I'm wondering if I can get some direction on that, some resource to send them to, just to kind of help them know how many proteins should they be looking for with the remaining healthy meal that they're, you know, learning to fix for themselves and things like that. Does that make sense?
Steve, do you want to start and then I'll fill in? Dr. Steve?
Oh, let's just make sure he's unmuted.
Some people.
There you go.
Okay, sorry. There's some people who really like to do it in a very detailed manner. But I think for most people, it really is just a matter of recognizing that they need to include that lean protein. So if you're thinking about a salad, and this happens quite frequently when you eat out, a lot of restaurants now, you can get grilled chicken, you can get grilled shrimp and that sort of thing in your salads. But even when they don't show that, you can often ask for that. And, you know, you can just balance it out that way. I think, you know, I don't think we should necessarily think that we have to be terribly precise on this. I just think we have to recognize that, you know, we want to avoid the fatty foods. We want to avoid the foods that are primarily carbohydrates. And the healthy foods that are primarily carbohydrates are your fresh fruits and vegetables, but you need some protein along with them. And then, of course, we all recognize that you don't want too much of the starches and potatoes, rice, that sort of thing. Those should be very much in moderation. So those are just sort of general principles.
I think when we went from cinch to 180, Susan, we did try to make it a little simpler and, you know, try to get away from people feeling like they really need to count calories, in part because we have the mobile app for tracking that really helps you be kind of accountable. So we felt that that was a great, you know, great way for you to become aware of. And I think that's another way, Steve, for people to, you know, kind of be conscious of how much protein or how maybe not enough protein they're consuming. And I think for most women, we want you north of 60 grams of protein a day, probably in the 70-75 gram range. And for guys, you know, north of 90 grams per day. So I think if you can track that on whatever app you're using, hopefully our Shackley app, you know, if you get into those ranges, you're probably going to be doing well. But Dr. Steve is absolutely correct. It's not that precise. It's got to be exactly, you know, 63 grams, or it's got to be the size of the serving. It really is the overall constitution of what you're doing on a day in and day out basis.
Yeah, that's really helpful. And that makes sense to me, because our goal is to equip people to make lifestyle changes. And you don't want to spend the rest of your life having to count and weigh and all that. I mean, to be diligent and to be mindful, but soon I would see how those, you know, when you train yourself, it becomes a habit. And so you can make
Absolutely.
Better choices a lot more quickly.
Absolutely yeah. correct. And it is all about creating healthy habits. You're so right, Susan.
Okay, great. Well, thanks so much for your help. I appreciate it.
You bet.
Thank you, Susan. Okay, let's hear next from Bobby Crowell. Hi, Bobby.
Good evening. This has been a wonderful call, and I have really learned a lot. So, and I want to say that the TV, Shackley TV, I love it. I appreciate it. It has helped me with my I'm having my people come to my home once a month, and we have a lunch, and I call it the sharing and encouragement group. And the little TV videos are just great for that. And we had such an exciting thing happen this past Saturday. In their conversation, my group is older women. Everybody's at least 60. And so anyway, one of these gals is still, she's working, and there are a lot of stairs where she works, and she goes up and down the stairs. And in the conversation back and forth between the ladies, her work came up, and all of a sudden she said, "Oh, I can run up those stairs now instead of walk." She was so excited, and I just was so thrilled for her. And then the next day, one of the other ladies emailed me, and she lives in a three-story condominium, so she goes up and down the stairs all the time. And she was, as a little aside, she was not very happy to learn she didn't burn many calories walking up and down the stairs. But anyway, she emailed me to say, "You know, I can walk up and down my stairs now without having to hold onto the handrail." And this lady's in her 70s.
Well, see, that's great. And, Bobby, because it's not just about burning calories, it's really about getting more fit and stronger. And And if she's in her 70s, then having, you know, a strong constitution and strong muscles will help her from becoming frail, help her from not falling, and is also helping to strengthen her heart and lungs as she's walking up and down those stairs. So keep up the good work.
Well, thank you. I really have enjoyed doing this an awful lot. It's been quite a learning experience for me. And it's just the obvious benefit. Even though these ladies are really not yet sticking to the program, you know, like it's outlined, they're all got their own little kind of variations of what they're doing, and they haven't quite gotten into the, I'm truly committed to doing, you know, the whole thing. Because I was getting personally, actually, I was getting a little discouraged myself that I wasn't seeing much results. And then when they both shared at different times this particular thing, it just gave me such a shot in the arm that it is making a difference, and they are going to have success. It's just slow.
Absolutely. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bobby. Thank you for being so consistent in attending our calls and participating. We love it.
Well, thank you. I love it, too. I've been in Shackley 37 years, and I love every minute of it.
It's great to have you with us. Okay, very good. Let us hear next from Peg Shanahan. Peg, are you with us?
Yes. Hello.
Hi there.
This is my first time on this call, I'm relatively new to Shackley. My question is, how long is it comfortable to stay on the two shakes a day? If you've got 100 pounds to lose, is it realistic to stay on it that long to lose that? I mean, I'm thinking that it's going to be about a year or maybe 8 months that I'll be on this program to lose this weight. And I'm just wondering if the two shakes a day with the healthy meal and the snacks, you know, the healthy snacks, is realistic.
Hey, Peg, it's Dr. Jamie, and thanks for sharing, and welcome to Shackley, and we're very happy to have you joining our call tonight, and I hope you got some good information about how the journey may not be a straight line for you, but you got to stick with it, and absolutely, it's perfectly fine for you to do two shakes and a snack and a healthy meal, because our shakes are, formulated to provide, a little frog in my throat here, formulated to provide you with what you would otherwise get from a healthy meal without so many calories. So you're able to maintain a really high nutritional level without compromising on calories and being able to, you know, decrease your calories such you can consistently lose 1 or 2 pounds a week on an ongoing steady basis. And you're absolutely right. You didn't get there overnight, and you're not going to get to where you want to go overnight. So it is a slow process. And Jackie, maybe you can jump in if you're still on the call and share a little bit about your journey, because you may not know, Peg, but Jackie lost over 200 pounds, and so she understands your journey.
Wow. Okay.
So, yeah, she may be off taking care of her new baby, but Kathy, maybe you can share with Peg ways for that she can connect with Jackie.
Yes, absolutely. And actually, Shane, can you unmute Jackie? Because it could be that she's just muted.
I'm here. Can
there
you hear
we
me?
Go.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
I was trying to talk, and I was like, but wait, I'm here.
I'll let her go.
Okay. Yes, I definitely have, done weight loss for a long time. And actually, after the show, part of what brought me to Shackley was that the way I did it the first time was just not the healthiest way. It was effective, kind of, but I regained weight, and so I did lose 80 pounds specifically with the Shackley 180 plan, and it actually did take me about 9 months, and I did do the two shakes. I mean, I did the exact program, and I would say that actually physically the program is designed amazingly well. I felt really amazing the whole time. The only thing that sometimes when you're going to do it for the long haul is, like, you get a little burnt out mentally, but that's going to happen with any program anywhere. And so sometimes I would, like, try to throw something fun in that was still healthy but just, like, fun, like some sort of, I don't know, restaurant reward or, like, cook something new and different and try to make it as healthy as possible, but just like maybe once a month just to keep you going, because after you've been on it for a long time, sometimes you just need to make it more fun. But besides that, I mean, I truly feel the healthiest I've ever felt in my life, and I've been through a lot of different weight loss phases, and the Shackley 180 plan, it was the best I ever felt.
Thanks,
wonderful.
Jackie, for sharing that. And Peg, look out to Shackley.tv for Jackie's video diary entries, because those are quite inspirational.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks for being with us, Peg. Okay. Next, we're going to hear from Mike Collins. Hello, Mike.
Hello. Hey, my question is for Dr. Steve. I was wondering if he could send us an email about anything else so I can see written out and all the different areas that they wrote out about the relaxed eating and stress eating and all the others.
I would bet that Dr. Steve has, and we have to make sure he's unmuted, but that I bet he has some tips from the professor maybe that he could share.
Okay.
I'd probably do. I mean, not these specific. I mean, do some a number of tips from the professor on weight loss. And so, you know, if you go to healthtipsfromtheprofessor.com and you type in obesity, you type in diet, weight loss, you will, in the search box, you'll find some of the past tips. But in terms of the ones I specifically provided, I wonder, you know, I sent those to Nancy and to you. Are those something that you could just put on the website or put on the, you know, just put out there for people who would be interested in that?
Absolutely. We'll look into that. I'm sure we can do something related to that.
I mean, it's a PowerPoint, but it could be easily converted to a PDF.
Sure, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Nancy and I will work on that.
Okay.
Very good. Great
look
question.
For that, Mike.
Okay. Okay. Are you still there, Mike? Nope, maybe not. Okay. Then let's hear next from Pauline Mountainbird. Hello, Pauline.
Hi. I'm here in Wilmington, North Carolina. My sponsor is Suzanne. She's been in the business for over 30 years. I've been doing it for maybe a few, but actively the last year.
Mm-hmm.
I've been trying to lose weight since more than a year ago, but I lost altogether so far 28 pounds, and this last Invitan, I've lost 8 pounds, and I'm going to say that I was on, like, a plateau for a really long time after I lost, like, an initial, like, 20 pounds, and then I really didn't lose anything. And in the 10, I've been losing steadily about a pound a week, and I have 10 people in a group. 5 of them are Shapley members. They've all lost weight. And it's just been the easiest program, you know, doing the Shapley 180. I have a very busy schedule, and it's been so great not to have to cook every single meal. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I turned a corner, that's what I'll say, to encourage some people. I mean, it's been really hard. And then all of a sudden, after I lost about 5 pounds in this in for 10, it was like, it just kind of changed. You know, it was like, oh, okay, I got it. This is not hard. Okay.
Thank you.
And 1 pound, it's good. It's fine. It's plenty, you know, because I have people say, well, I only lost 2 pounds, or I only lost 1 pound, or I only lost 7 pounds. And I'm like, wow, just think about a pound of butter or carrying around a bag of potatoes all day. Or, you know, and when I think about it, I have so much more energy. You know, I just feel better. I feel better in clothes, and I don't reward myself with food. Sorry, I reward myself with clothes. I just feel so much better. I look better, and I just, it's great. I mean, it's fantastic.
Fabulous, awesome. Colleen. Thank you. That is a great on our plateau call to share, you know, your journey to overcome your plateau. Thank you for sharing.
All right. Thank you.
And Pauline, I hope you entered the healthy competition.
No, but I guess I'm going to. I'm going to have to get a picture together. And
oh,
stuff.
My goodness. 28
Absolutely.
Pounds of weight loss, you bet. Yes, of course. I'll look for that entry.
Okay.
She'll, and she'll follow up with you, Pauline, so you better get it in.
I'm relentless. Congratulations, Pauline.
Thank you.
Pauline, thank you so much for sharing. You sound like a lot of fun, so I'm not surprised that you have a lot of people joining you in the InfraTen and sharing the journey with you. That's awesome. All right, let's hear next from Deb Luther. Hi, Deb.
Hey. Thanks for taking my call. I've been listening and writing down lots of great tips. I wanted to mention that I've lost over 114 pounds so far. And I just wanted to tell Peg that, yes, you definitely can do 2 smoothies a day. I've been doing it for, pretty much 2 years now, even over that. So I find they're so delicious, and they give me so much energy, and it literally makes a healthy lifestyle easier to complete because there's only one meal and a couple snacks that I have to plan and worry about a day, and I know that my smoothie meals are all, you know, the right nutrients, the right calories, and I'm not going to mess those up, and then I just add 2 snacks of good fiber, good protein, and then after that, there's really not much room in your life for too many carbs. That's what I've learned.
Yeah.
So I want to tell
everyone that, you know, while Deb's talking, Nancy and I have the privilege of looking at your before and afters that you sent in, and we are astounded.
I knew your name sounded familiar, Deb, and so I went into the email box and I opened that up. And
so inspiring.
Yes.
What an amazing transformation, and boy, do you look happy.
Yes. Oh, yes. And the energy. You know, it's so funny. I used to think it was hard to put my competition in there in less than 500 words because I tell you, I could go on. And, you know, just the thing about I used to think I was lazy. But it, you know, obviously being so overweight, you know, it's just hard to move. It's hard to move that weight around. But now I park at the end of the parking lot, and I'm, you know, I've got my Fitbit, and I'm doing 12,000 steps a day because I have some friends on Fitbit that are, you know, 10,000 just wasn't even enough. So I mean, they're challenging all the time, and so that actually leads me to my question. Changing up fitness, and, you know, sometimes I think I'm on a plateau, but truthfully, many, many weeks during my transformation, I may not lose any pounds, but I definitely would lose a half an inch here or an inch there. And that culminated over the months with, you know, really good inch loss. And even in the last several months, I'm like, wow, I think I should probably measure again. Because, you know, I'm losing more inches, the weight loss is slower. So the question is, when you add an extra activities, I mean not one activity, but like my 12,000 steps, for instance, plus some, you know, I try to do push-ups and crunches and squats and, you know, really trying to, you know, move muscle and all that too. Sometimes I find myself, boy, I'm really starving, and I just kind of crave, I need some more proteins, I need more food. But it's, you know, the science of losing weight, it was way easier at the beginning, it seems like. And it's harder now only because it feels like I'm way more active and getting that sweet spot of how many calories versus in versus out. And now you've told me about the, you know, cut your Fitbit calories in half because it's really not there. that's kind of devastating because I just was deciding, okay, maybe that's a good formula to use. So can you help me out and others out who might have questions about activity versus the calories we're supposed to eat?
Yes, Deb, I'm going to actually, Jackie McCoy is unmuted, and I'm going to ask her to step in and give you some advice on this.
I'm so glad that you asked me because I was wanting to jump out of my chair because he was not talking about the Fitbit per se. He was talking about like cardio machines. Like when you know, have you ever done like the elliptical or the treadmill? It'll tell me that I burned 500 calories, and then you'll really look at the real calculators online where you can put all your statistics in, and like for you to burn that much on the treadmill, you would have had to go like insanely fast, and you know that you didn't. So those are those are not true, and that's what he wants you to cut in half. So if the readout tells you you burned 500, you probably burned 250. But the Fitbit I don't know which Fitbit you have. It is a little bit more accurate, but every single thing that's measuring is an estimate, like everything. Unless you went to one of those clinics where they have a machine where they can measure all of your oxygen output and stuff, it's all an estimate. So what I did was I had to, again, be my own experiment. So I would have to try a certain level of calories, and if it wasn't exactly working, I would try to drop it down or eat a little bit more. And I tried to always start at the top of my range because I found – through under eating for a long period of time trying to lose the weight, that I would rather eat a little bit more and have it be a little more slow and steady than to try to eat as little as possible, lose it faster, and then, you know, really go off the deep end once I finally – that's why people go on and off diets, right. I believe, because they're not actually changing and they're eating way too little, and so then you want to go bonkers when you go off. If you're eating moderately and you're losing 1 or 2 pounds, or when I was, you know – when I had a lot of weight to lose, I could lose more. But I would say that you need to experiment. So if you're, so say your Fitbit says that you're burning 2,500 calories a day and you want to lose 2 pounds, well, then you're going to, you know, cut your calories by about 1,000 calories a day. And that would be your sweet spot. If you're okay with a pound and a half a week or a pound, you're going to do like 500 calories. But sometimes what adds up on the Fitbit is not what adds up in real life, because you're Deb and I'm Jackie, and our bodies are not a scientific algorithm in Fitbit computer. So so the most frustrating thing about – well, not frustrating. It actually is fascinating at this point because I learned – so much about my body. Like I learned how it reacts to certain foods and how it reacts to certain exercise and what metabolic rate I kind of have. And so you're going to know yourself so well. And so it's interesting. And I would just say, you know, pick a level, see how it's going, and then kind of move it around from there. And throughout you've done an amazing job. Like I was smiling so big for you because you did it. And I think that you probably know so much more than you think you know, and you're going to be able to mess around with it, and nobody's going to be able to tell you better than you're going to be able to tell you, because you're going to know, do I feel good? Am I losing weight? And if so, then you keep the calorie level. If not, you're going to want to play around with it because as you keep going. I've had to change it up many, many times.
Well, thank you so much. And that just about makes me cry, but everything makes me cry. So what I wanted to add is it's really hard to wrap your head around eating more and then losing weight. And so I find that I'm like, okay, you know, like I hear what you're saying about topping out your calories, because I find that, you know, at 1,500 calories, I don't do as well as when I do 16 or something. So, but in my, you know, psychologically, I think, no, I need to eat just 15 or 14 or 13 or, you know, it's really difficult. I guess you're right. I need to just know what I know.
And I would jump in here because Jackie and I had these conversations along her journey, and I had to convince her, just as you're needing to be convinced now, although it sounds like you already have it figured out, that if you could actually add 100, 150 calories in, your weight loss might increase the following week as opposed to decrease. And that's because when you cut down your calories too much, your body just says, I'm holding on to this because you're really trying to starve me. So there are times when you just really have to increase the calories just a little bit. I mean, obviously, don't go crazy. And if you're really doing it right, you know, with our program, the shakes are so satiating and the snack bars and everything is so well formulated that your body knows it's really well nourished. And so sometimes it just needs another 100 calories.
Yeah. Okay. And the psychological part of this is probably the biggest part. And so I know exactly what you're talking about because psychologically I wanted to get this weight off as fast as possible. I didn't want to, you know, wait around. I didn't want any extra weeks. I just wanted to do it and do it as fast as I can and as best as I could. And I got really obsessed with calories. And something that really helped me understand it, because I was like, well, what do you mean your body holds on? Like, how could you eat less and your body will just hold on to it? Isn't there just X amount of calories that my body needs to survive and that's what I'm going to burn? And somebody explained it to me like, you know, if you get this many calories, well, then your body is going to do everything that it can to rebuild itself. Like every single cell in your body is going to be rebuilding and repairing and doing all these things. But basically, getting too low in your calories is like you're on a bare bones budget. Like they had to cut this, they had to cut that, so they're not going to repair this part of your body. They're not going to do this. They're just going to do what they have to do. And so they really, you really do downregulate your metabolism. So you want to be running at top speed. I'd rather be eating a little bit more, feeling better, losing weight a little bit more slowly, but running at like top performance than having my body downgrade to like bare bones just so I could maybe squeak another half a pound on the scale that at the end of a year, if you lost 80 pounds instead of like 90 or 95, I promise you, you're going to be fine. You're not going to mind. Yeah. It took you a couple extra months.
Yes. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. I was so excited you called.
Thanks for sharing, Deb, and thanks for sharing, Jackie.
Yeah. Awesome exchange, folks. This is such smart, sophisticated, and truly supportive information.
It's so
really
inspiring,
amazing.
Too. Yep. Just amazing.
It's just a privilege to be part of it.
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear next from Lynn Tierney. Hi, Lynn.
Hi there. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
I have a couple different questions. I've been on the 180 since June, and I've lost 52 pounds now.
All right.
I'm feeling great. And I just have a question. You were talking about, this is my first night on the phone call as well, and you were talking about perhaps doing the cleanse or perhaps doing three shakes a day. I do seem to be at a little plateau. So I was wondering, I am diabetic, I am insulin resistant, but I'm decreasing my medicines and my A1C is down to 6.3, so I'm very excited about that. So my question is, can a diabetic do a cleanse without the protein, with just the vegetables and fruit, or is that...
Yeah, great question, Lynn. And first of all, congratulations on 52
pounds.
Thank you. I promise you, you are less insulin resistant than you were 6 months ago. As is evidenced by your hemoglobin A1C dropping, so that's great. You're going to get that into under 6 and be in really great shape. How much more weight do you think you need to lose?
Probably about 20, 25 more pounds, perhaps.
Okay, so wow, you're really getting there. That is fabulous.
Thank you.
We do not recommend the cleanse program for diabetics without protein, especially if you're on medication. So you are probably pretty good at regulating your blood sugar and you're having to make adjustments as you've gone on your journey here. So, but you can do the cleanse. You just need to do maybe a half smoothie 2 or 3 times a day. Or other sources of protein, lean protein, chicken or fish if you wanted to do that, but you can do it with the smoothies as well.
Okay.
So if you want to write into medicalaffairs@shackley.com, I will give you some specific instructions on how to do it with being diabetic.
Oh, great. Wonderful. And then also, if you wanted to do the shakes, if you have 3 shakes a day, is that all? Dropping down that low? Because I'm also don't want to drop too low.
Well, if you do 3 shakes,
yeah,
if you do 3 shakes and 2 snack bars or 4 shakes, then we don't want you to be below 1,200 calories. So,
okay.
And that, again, may be too low for you with your diabetes. So I don't know what calorie level you're trying to go from, but sometimes let's say you've been doing 1400 calories and you go to 1200 or 1300 calories but do it with shakes and bars as opposed to with the combination of food, you may get, you know, a little shake up of and get your plateau kind of moving a little bit.
Okay, Shackley has me set at about 1230 calories a day.
So you're already doing that. So you do three shakes and two snack bars, and you're at, I think, about 1,200. So that may
probably be... just mix it up.
Just mix it up a little bit, yeah, for just a few days and see how you do. And, you know, be paying attention to your blood sugar, obviously, maybe a little bit more carefully than you would otherwise.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thanks for joining us.
Okay, thank you. Bye now.
Thank you, Lynn, and congratulations. Listen, congratulations to everyone on this call tonight. If you're on this call, then you are doing something to make a change in your life that is going to be beneficial for you and really for the people who love you. That's what it's all about. And I also want to really thank our guest speakers, Dr. Steve Chaney, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Anne and Doug Saloy, great to hear from the two of you, and it's always good to hear from you, Jackie, and Dr. Jamie as well. It was a fantastic call, and we look forward to being with you again next week on Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. Pacific, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And in the meantime, we hope you all have a great Shackley week.
Take care, everyone. Be healthy. Bye-bye.